Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Feminist Around the World. And for our Pride Month edition, we are talking about Indigenous two-spirited dancer and activist Sherente Michitoshin Harris. And Harris is from the U.S., but, you know, we always love to bring in people from the U.S. as well because they often don't get enough credit, as in, like, even though they're in the U.S., we don't know about them. What? So today we are talking about Harris, who is a member of the Indigenous Narragansett tribe in Rhode Island and has been a part of the traditional dance world for a chunk of their lives. Their family is made up of dancers with championships and global tours under their names. Their mother even danced at the second inauguration of President Bill Clinton. And their father is a world champion Eastern war dancer, the highest honor given at the largest First Peoples gathering. And yes, if you notice, we are using they, them pronouns here, but they do have, I think they go by all, including she and he, but we're going to stick with they, them just to be safe. Mm-hmm. So the war dance is a dance that tells the story of hunting among the First Peoples, and their mother performs the fancy shawl dance, which is a modern dance. And as they explain it in an interview with MilkMakeup.com, quote, fancy shawl dance is a dance of liberation and continuation. And the dances are representative of an, quote, act of connectivity. They continue in that same interview saying, when we dance, we're living as individuals, but tapping into this feeling of oneness that is the truth behind the illusion of us being separate. When we dance in a circle and with no end and no beginning.
And it was the inspiration and love of dance that helped them to become whom they truly are and embrace and advocate for themselves and those like them. It was when they were watching the women perform the fancy shawl dance, they realized they were two-spirited. They told GLAAD.org in an interview about their love of dance and what it means to them now, when I dance, I have always felt an obligation to dance for my people, but now I feel an obligation to dance for two-spirit people as well. But I really identify first and foremost as being Narragansett. And they also talked about how the dances gave them the opportunity to express themselves. Quote, I think that fancy shawl dancing was my first opportunity to make a public statement about who I was. Dancing in the style of dance traditionally done by women was my opportunity to be seen in a way that I otherwise would not be.
And with the ability to dance and share their love, they know that it comes with responsibilities, they explain. So much of my work, my scholarship, my artwork, my writing is all in the forefront of my mind. But if I'm not out there in the circle dancing fancy shawl, sometimes taking on the abuse that comes from homophobic and transphobic people, then that means that I'm leaving it to another young person to have to carry the weight of that by themselves. So, and in a 2019 TEDx talk, they said, this dance is a dance of liberation, not just for me, but for the entire LGBT community. And for that reason, I have gone out and danced in the face of those who feel that I should not. And for the indigenous community, many of these traditions are traditions of storytelling. Coming from the Turtle Clan, they stress the importance of storytelling as a way to preserve their culture. They told NBCNews.com, "Grandmother Turtle is the oldest and wisest of all of the creatures, and therefore she carries the traditions of our people on her tongue." And they continue, "These are the histories that have been overlooked, have been intentionally forgotten or rewritten over. Our invisibility is one of the most pernicious things that has allowed us to remain under the heel of oppression." And they're specifically talking about two-spirited peoples in this part.
And they go on talking about the interconnectedness of the world and how a basis of Narragansett worldview is that connectedness. Quote, "All our beloved relations," a translation from Narragansett view, which means, quote, "all of creation is a family and Earth is the mother of all things." Harris explains, "When you recognize everything in the world around you as your relation, you treat it as if it is inextricably connected to you. It is part of you. That is traditionally the role that two-spirit people played within our communities, to remind people that even the most seemingly distant of things, light and darkness, the day and the night, men and women, that we are all connected, and the two-spirit person embodies that." And they did receive backlash when they started to perform for the public and competitions at the age of 16. They told Thrillist.com they had thought about quitting altogether. Quote, "I was being called such hideous things to my face by strangers, and all I wanted to do was be able to speak to my people, to tell my story, to understand why they hated me so much, and no one wanted to talk to me."
Yeah, and it wasn't just words and harassment, but during an actual competition, there was calls for some of the judges to not even watch or judge them as part of the competition. Harris said about that moment, "The point at which they finally saw me was when the judges walked off, saying that what was happening to me was wrong, when a huge protest happened while I was dancing, and when people saw what was happening to me, and they no longer saw me as an idea or a confused person, or as queer or as transgender, they saw me as a human being, and they found themselves within me." And though it took some time for them to be able to get support from the public, Harris has always had the support of their family and from those around them. They said, "I had a guidance counselor who I had seen my entire life. And when I was thinking of switching schools, she told me, 'Shirente, you're at a place where you have two paths ahead of you. And no matter which path you take, you're destined for greatness.' That really liberated me. If I stayed in my old school district and in the closet, I don't think I would have been accepted into a dual degree program at Brown University. I don't think I would be a presidential scholar or an LGBT History Month icon. I likely would not have done any activism work for my two-spirited community."
And they continue to compete and advocate for both the queer and their indigenous communities. They were featured in a 2022 documentary titled Being Thunder, which tells Harris's story, struggles, and passions. They told GLAAD that they hoped that, quote, "the name of the Narragansett will be remembered again. I mean, to go from being the most powerful people in the region to having under 3,000 citizens at this point in our tribal community, it is of the utmost importance that we are seen. When people watch the film, I want them to see that we are still here. I want them to reconsider the ideas that they have around gender and two-spirit people. And if they open their perspective to other cultures, they would see just how vast and diverse human experience is. So I hope it's a learning opportunity." The documentary also only shows the tiniest of glimpses of what Narragansett people are like. There is so much more to us beneath the surface. And I hope that glimpse makes them want to learn more about us.
Right. And when asked what they would tell young people today, Harris said, "We view our future and our past as connected. All of this has happened before and all of it will happen again. There is peace in knowing that whatever injustices you might face, and despite the pain you may know so intimately, work to find peace. You might not be able to, but nothing is forever. If you can endure through that journey, nothing is forever. Once that pain has left you, I pray that you can regard it with peace and respect for the role it has played in your story. For our story would be terrible, dull and pointless if we did not all have our own battles."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As always, I can't wait to look into this more.
Yes.
Yes. And come back to it later, I'm sure. But as always, to listeners, if you have any suggestions for this segment, please write in. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast, or on TikTok and Instagram at Stuff I Never Told You. We're also on YouTube. We have a Tee Public store. It has some new stuff. We have a book. You could pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Also on Audible. Yes. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you all.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.